The Space Coast has cause for economic optimism. Bombardier was down but not out in 2010. And FAA reauth clears the Senate. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Tuesday, February 22, 2011. Harry Good, the mayor of Melbourne, Florida, calls today the starting gate of his city's economic renaissance. He's referring to the opening of Embraer's new $41 million complex at Melbourne International Airport, which will immediately employ 200 highly trained workers. The city is touting the idea that, even before the shuttle program ends, new jobs have been found for a total of 1,000 workers who will be displaced by the fleet's retirement. Mayor Good notes, quote, "We've got the talent, we've got the land, and goodness knows we have the climate. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out this is where international companies should grow. Embraer just figured it out first," unquote. Unlike many industrial sites with limited space to grow, Melbourne International Airport still has 500 acres of land available for development. The airport boasts air, land, sea, and spaceports. Good notes, quote, "There aren't many cities in the world that can claim that," unquote. Delivery figures released on Thursday by Bombardier Aerospace show the company delivered 244 aircraft for the fiscal year ending January 31, 2011. That compares to 302 aircraft deliveries in the previous fiscal year. But it received 201 orders, net of cancellations, up dramatically from the 11 net orders of the previous year. The fourth quarter was especially strong for business aircraft, with 74 net orders. Bombardier Aerospace President Guy Hatchey commented, quote, "With a comprehensive portfolio of products, we believe our fundamentals are strong in the long term for both the business and commercial aircraft markets. The aviation industry is cyclical by nature, and Bombardier's long history of success is attributable to our ability to face each challenge head on, focus on the things we can control, and put our plans into action," unquote. In guidance for the next 11 months, Bombardier says it expects business aircraft deliveries for the calendar year 2011 to be about 150 units, and commercial aircraft deliveries about 90. It's only for a two-year period, but it's progress. The U.S. Senate Thursday passed the FAA Air Transportation Modernization and Safety Improvement Act, more commonly known as simply FAA reauthorization. NBAA is lauding the bill's use of an increase in the jet fuel tax from 22 to 36 cents per gallon, rather than user fees, to fund the transformation to next-gen ATC. NBAA President Ed Boland promises, quote, "We look forward to working with Congress and the administration to keep America's aviation system the safest, largest, and most efficient in the world," unquote. The Air Transport Association is also pleased. ATA President Nicholas Calio commented, quote, "We applaud the leadership and significant work to pass a bill that reflects a continued commitment to safety and modernization of the air traffic control system by requiring that FAA establish and track performance metrics," unquote. The House is expected to wrap up its version of the bill shortly, allowing reconciliation of the two versions to begin. Once approved, the bill is considered likely to get a quick signature from President Obama and would fund the FAA through September of 2013. Up next on ANN, the roster is set for the Google Lunar X Prize. Delta Hawk gets some economic help from its home city, and the A380 gets its first Japanese operator. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for February 22nd. I'm Paul Plack. The XPRIZE Foundation Thursday announced the official roster of 29 registered teams competing for the $30 million Google Lunar XPRIZE. The effort is an unprecedented competition to build a robot that will travel to the moon, move at least 500 meters across the surface, and transmit video, still images, and data back to Earth. The roster of teams includes groups ranging from nonprofits to university consortia, to billion-dollar businesses representing 17 nations on four continents. The global competition was announced in September of 2007, with a winner projected by 2015. Peter Diamandis, chairman and CEO of the XPRIZE Foundation, said of the finalized team list, quote, "The official private race to the moon is on. What I find amazing is that when we first announced this competition, we thought there might be a dozen groups talented and bold enough to compete. Instead, we have nearly 30 teams of heroic innovators showing us a new way to the moon," unquote. Find more detail, including the names of the teams and an FMI link, in the text version of this story, dated February 19th, at aero-news.net. Delta Hawk has been working for 15 years to bring its family of ported piston two-stroke aviation diesels to market. The city of Racine, Wisconsin, which is home to Delta Hawk since 1999, is betting big on the company's future. The city council has approved a low-interest loan to the company in three increments of $400,000 over 3 years, for a total of $1.2 million, tied to facilities improvements at John Batten Airport. The city's loan, at 2% interest, follows one from Racine County in the amount of $720,000. Delta Hawk envisions a product line eventually ranging from two-cylinder diesels for LSAs to 420-horsepower V8s, weighing a little over 1 pound per horsepower. Skymark Airlines, Japan's third-largest and fastest-growing airline, has signed a contract for four A380s with Airbus, firming up a memo of understanding announced in November. The contract was signed last week during a ceremony held at Airbus's headquarters in Toulouse, France, and makes Skymark Japan's first A380 operator. Today, Singapore Airlines, Lufthansa, and Air France operate the aircraft on daily service to Narita Airport. Starting March 27th, Singapore Airlines will extend its A380 operation from Narita to Los Angeles, while Korean Air's first A380 service to Narita is scheduled to begin on June 1st. Following Skymark's announcement, total firm orders for the A380 stand at 244 from 19 customers worldwide, and 43 of the planes have been delivered to 5 customers. Air Power Incorporated, located at Arlington, Texas Municipal Airport, has joined Lycoming's worldwide distributor network. Air Power was founded in 1992 and calls itself an industry leader in the sale of factory engines and parts for general aviation, with over 27,000 factory engines sold worldwide. Michael Everhart, Lycoming's Director of Distribution Management and Customer Service, explains, quote, "Air Power is set up to reach out to owners and operators while still maintaining a high level of support for FBOs and mechanics. Its dedication to serving the end user is what makes it an important addition to Lycoming's distributor network," unquote. Lycoming maintains a worldwide network of 54 distribution partners in more than 50 countries. Still ahead, Bombardier faces a new lawsuit over Continental Connections 3407. NASA's legacy Gemini capsule inspires a new makeover. And what can we learn from a smashed bug? You're listening to Aero News.
Freedom through performance. At Cirrus, performance is not simply the measurement of a single design parameter. Rather, it's a total package. It's optimum balance of speed, efficiency, comfort, safety, ease of flight, and quality. We call it Cirrus Flying 2.0. Aren't you ready to feel the freedom?
Piperjet.
Piper Match.
Global Expansion.
Meridian, Mirage, Matrix, and more.
With so much happening at Piper, how can I possibly keep up?
Get informed. Get involved at facebook.com/Piper Aircraft.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Tuesday, February 22nd. I'm Paul Plack. The family of a Jacksonville Beach, Florida woman who died in the Continental Connections 3407 crash near Buffalo 2 years ago is suing Bombardier. The Florida Times Union reports that the parents of Elise Cosner will contend that Bombardier was negligent and careless in the design of the Q400 by not including mechanical warning systems which were more efficient. Their New York attorney says the plane's icing warning system was also inadequate. In its probable cause report, the National Transportation Safety Board found that the crash was largely the result of inattention on the part of the cockpit crew during approach, and that one of the crew was not properly trained in how the stick pusher works. The attorney says the suit was filed this month so as to fall within the 2-year statute of limitations on the case. SOI, Space Operations Incorporated, says it plans to build a 2-seat manned orbital spacecraft for commercial and government use. The company says it plans a test launch on February 20th of 2012, with a regular flight schedule beginning in late 2012 or early 2013. The Eclipse spacecraft is based on the legacy Gemini capsule, which flew in the 1960s, and prepared America's astronauts for the Apollo program and the moon landings which would follow. SOI says the proven technology will enable it to bring the new capsule to market in a very short time. SOI Chief Technology Officer James Hopkins explains, quote, "This design was flown successfully 13 times back in the 60s. 10 of those missions were manned. The technology will allow for land recoveries and quick refurbishment for future missions," unquote. In addition to the crew, the new Eclipse capsule promises the capacity to lift 10,000 pounds of cargo into orbit. The company says it will utilize the services of other commercial rocket manufacturers to launch the spacecraft. As you might imagine, the company is seeking investors. SOI President Chris Gaddis says, quote, "The purpose of the first few missions will depend on who is the first to put a deposit on the seats. We're going to space in 2012. We're looking for others to go with us," unquote. And finally today, each day on the Aero News Network website, there's a definition of an aero term you may occasionally hear in a news story. Yesterday's was advancing blade. It's a rotorcraft term, and it refers to the side of the rotor disc in which the speed of the blade as it rotates is added to the forward speed of the aircraft. The other side is called the retreating blade. Which is all well and good, but incomplete. I mean, how do you tell which is which just by looking at them when the machine is parked on the ground? Well, turns out there is a way, but you have to inspect the blades before they're cleaned following a flight. See, the advancing blade, due to its higher speed, will always have more smashed bugs on it. That's the latest from Aero News. Okay, you explain why one always has more. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves talks about what went into adapting his classroom instruction techniques and materials to a webinar format. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.